Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
This past week has been a full week because my oldest son, Caleb, had his hip surgery with a torn labrum. As probably any mother would, right before my son went into surgery, I began to get a little nervous, mostly because of him undergoing the anesthesia. So I went over to my son before surgery and we prayed together. The first thing that popped into my head while I was praying were the opening scripture verses from Psalm 121 that said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." A few minutes later, after we finished praying, we had a visit from a hospital chaplain. We actually had two visits from two different chaplains that day, but this first one who came into where Caleb was waiting for surgery not only prayed for Caleb, but also handed him a prayer card. And do you want to guess what was on that prayer card? It was Psalm 121, the exact same scripture verse that we had just finished praying. After the chaplain left the room, I turned to Caleb and I said, "Isn't that cool how God tied all that together right after we prayed?" You know, some might say, you know, that's just mere coincidence. Maybe. Or that's just how our God works and reveals in big ways and even small ways His divine hand in the lives of His people. If you haven't read Psalm 121 in a while, I encourage you to look at it again. These eight verses are short, but so powerful and comforting, and they're right on point. Psalm 121 says, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Now, Psalm 121 is known as the Psalm of Ascent, the Psalm of Sure Steps. That's because it is an ascent song that Israelites often sung at least three times a year when they made their pilgrimage up to Jerusalem for their set times of the Lord's feasts, including the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Pentecost, and also the last feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. When we speak of these pilgrims going up to Jerusalem, that's not a metaphor. We're talking about a literal ascent, because from wherever they started from in the land of Israel, the people would be ascending up to Jerusalem, which was located on one of the highest elevations in the land on top of Mount Zion. In other words, these pilgrims on their journey to Jerusalem, they looked at the hills they needed to climb and asked themselves, where did their strength, their help come from to climb and make this ascent up these hills? The answer is embedded in Psalm 121, that their strength, their help to make this ascent, to make this climb, didn't come from themselves, but solely as they lifted up their eyes by faith and focused on the Lord. You know, you and I may not be traveling to Jerusalem making a physical ascent up a hill, but we are pilgrims, travelers on life's journey, and we encounter many different kinds of hills. But just like the Psalm 121 pilgrims, we want with every step that we take to make sure we're keeping our eyes focused not on the hills, but on the Lord. You know, hills and mountains come in all different sizes and shapes. Some are physical hills, like surgeries and other health issues that just seem to pop up out of nowhere and come at us in life. Some are a one and done, while other physical hills seem continuous, like a never-ending climb. There are also relational family hills. These relational hills may come at us like speed bumps on the road that just seem to come and hit us from time to time, or they may be like an insurmountable mountain that just drop out of nowhere, and from our vantage point, they seem impossible to climb or to navigate around. Other hills that you may be climbing right now or facing could be hills of finances and stress, caused perhaps by like dropping stock markets or threats and rumors of war. There may be hills of change that you're facing, which for me are not my favorite at all. Or they could be hills of concern for our nation, for our world, or concern for your families. Or they could be hills of all kinds of a range of emotions, hills of longing, and hills of deep spiritual need. Whatever your hill is today that you find yourself facing or climbing, Psalm 121 is here to remind us that we have a helper, a keeper, a preserver to get us up these hills along our journey in life. The first point to remember when we're facing a hill to climb is just that. God is our helper. Do you remember how Psalm 121 begins? The psalmist says in verses 1 and 2, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." And then he answers, he says, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." When you are first encountering a hill to climb, focus your eyes not on the hill, but on the Lord. Second, remember that this hill to climb may look insurmountable and impassable to you, but it is nothing compared to God. God, the Lord, is our Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. If God is our Maker who created everything, how can any hill, whether big or small, compare to God? The answer, it can't. And on top of all that, remember this, that the Lord is not only your Creator, your Maker, the Lord is your helper. He is your personal helper who already knows all about your hill and is the only one who can help you get up that hill and do something about it. So just as the psalmist says, when facing a daunting hill, lift up your eyes from off the hills and remember and focus on the Lord. Not only when we're facing a hill decline do we need to remember that God is our helper, but also that God is our keeper. The psalmist in 121 actually uses picture poetry to describe the Lord as our keeper in a compound image of both watching over his people and guarding his people at the same time. In other words, the Lord is our keeper by being our divine watchguard. The next four verses, which are the middle section of Psalm 121, verses 3 through 6, says this. It says, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." This is our God who watches over us, who keeps track of our every movement, our every footstep that we take. That's amazing. But not only is the Lord watching over our steps, the Lord is actively guarding us, protecting us to keep our foot from sliding and moving into dangerous areas. Just this last summer when we were hiking in Uganda at Murchison Falls during our missions trip, my son Samuel was so kind and thoughtful towards me. Whenever the path became too steep and rocky or just hard for me to maneuver, my son would come to where I was, take me by the hand, and help me keep my feet on a sure and steady path. If my son who loves me did that for me, how much more will the Lord who is our keeper do that for his children? You know, it reminds me of that famous footprint poem that when the way gets too difficult or our hills in life get too high for us to climb, the Lord, he is the one who comes to where we are. He takes us by the hand to steady us and to keep us, or he just picks us up and carries us through. But not only is the Lord our watchguard by day, the psalmist also talks about the Lord being our watchguard by night. Our Lord, our God, is the best watchguard ever. You know why? Because as Psalm 121 says, our Lord never slumbers or sleeps. He's always present. He's always watching over, guarding his people by day and by night. I remember years ago when as a student at Moody Bible Institute, I attended Moody Bible Church for a special service, and I was able to hear Larnell Harris in person, and he was singing one of his well-known songs that he sings called His Eye is on the Sparrow. It was phenomenal, and it was so moving. And the main stanza of the chorus of that song says this, "Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. This is our God. This is our Lord, who not only helps us, but keeps us by being our divine watchguard, actively watching over you and over me. Third, not only when we are facing a hill to climb do we need to remember that God is our helper and God is our keeper, but also that God is our preserver. But what does that mean, that the Lord is our preserver? And what specifically does the Lord preserve us from? To preserve means to keep safe, especially in and through the midst of change, or to take or transport us safely, preserving us from one place to another. Now, there's no need to guess here what the Lord preserves us from, because the text in Psalm 121 tells us. It is not physical preservation that the Lord promises in this life, necessarily. It is the promise of sure spiritual preservation of our soul. In other words, because God has taken care of our greatest problem and delivered us from all evil, from the ultimate problem of sin, Satan, and death, through faith that looks alone to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and who Jesus is, the promised one, and because of what Jesus did, there remains now nothing that can touch or take away the soul of God's people from being with the Lord forever. That's why the psalmist at the end of Psalm 121 billows out in verse 7 by saying, in effect, no matter the hill or the daunting mountain that we might face in life, none of that in the end matters. Why? Because the Lord, He has preserved thee, His people, from all evil. The Lord, He shall preserve thy soul. The final verse in Psalm 121 is like a summary cap of all of our life journeys. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The summary statement includes our daily life journeys, our daily going out and coming in, which is actually a great description of our 21st century daily life of going out and coming in day after day after day. But also the summary cap includes like our whole life, from the day that we come into this world, our birth, until the day that we go out, our death. But even at our death, when we have climbed that final hill, our journey is not done, but rather it's only begun. Why? Because the Lord has preserved us not only from all evil, from sin, Satan, and death, through His atoning death and resurrection and His perfect righteousness, but also the Lord has preserved our soul. He has preserved us to be with Him forever, us with God and God with us for all eternity, even forevermore. You know, Psalm 121 has comforted many hill climbers and weary travelers down through the years. I know for me, it was a comfort in the hospital right before my son Caleb went into surgery, with not only the prayer that we prayed together, but also the Psalm 121 prayer card that was handed to us by the hospital chaplain. Psalm 121 is also a comfort as we look back and remember all the hills in this life that we have already climbed with the Lord's help. These past hills stand as a reminder to us that even though there are hills that may still lie ahead, we know that just as our Lord was with us back then, so the Lord will be with us now and for all our days yet to come until we are with the Lord forever. But ultimately, Psalm 121 is a comfort to God's people because we all have hills to climb in this life. And we can all relate to these weary travelers. You see, Psalm 121 is not just a traveling song or a psalm of ascent for back then in Bible land times, but Psalm 121 is God's word even for us today. Do you have some hills that you're climbing right now, or even some big mountains that are staring down at you today? Do not be afraid, and do not focus on those hills, but lift up your eyes and focus by faith on the Lord, and remember that the same God who made heaven and earth is your helper, He is your keeper, and He is your preserver of your soul from this time forth and even forevermore. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Child Evangelism Fellowship invites you to our fall fundraiser, One Bible, One Gospel, and One Great Commission, with guest speaker Dr. Brian Chappell. The event will be held on September 7th at 6 p.m. at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Enjoy a dessert buffet as you hear praise reports of what God is doing through the ministry of CEF and are encouraged through God's Word to reach future generations for Christ. To RSVP, visit cefofillinois.com or call 309-688-9699.